Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Even if most people of the world do not accept something to be true, that is not evidence that it is not true. Even if most people are determined to what is truth by counting noses, that is not the proper way to determine what is true. The Word of God is the truth. That's what Jesus said in John chapter 17. I want to bring to our attention a thought in our next two lessons that most people will disagree. They will oppose. And because most people disagree with it, why, a lot of folks think that the truth is simply not the truth. But I want to bring to your attention what the Word of God has to say about alcoholic beverages. In Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 1, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. A lot of people don't believe that, but it is still the truth. In Proverbs 31, it is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes to drink strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. A lot of people don't believe that, but it's still the truth. In Romans 13 and verse 13, Paul said, "Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting or drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying." In Galatians chapter 5, "Now the works of the flesh are these," and then the Apostle Paul lists a number of things that he calls the works of the flesh, and among them, drunkenness, reveling, and such like. A lot of people don't want to accept that, but it is still the truth. In Proverbs chapter 23, "Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth his color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright, at last it biteth like a serpent, it stingeth like an adder." An adder is a very venomous serpent. In Proverbs 6 and verse 23, the writer asks, "Can a man take fire in his bosom, and his clothes be not burned?" Well, friend, neither can a person or a community or a nation accept the destruction of its moral foundations and please God, or continue to be blessed of God. And because of this truth, God's people face a tremendous problem and a gigantic task in the preservation of the things that are true and right. The evils brought upon mankind by the consumption of alcoholic beverages are so numerous and hideous that only a mention of them is sufficient to those who keep up with the conditions of our land to know that it is true. No honest person can deny the destruction of drinking strong drink. To contend otherwise is to betray either an ignorance or maybe just downright dishonesty, or unreasonably naive. Now, I'm not going to bore you with staggering statistics of the millions of gallons of alcoholic beverages that are being consumed. I'll not bore you with statistics about the dollars that are wasted in cleaning up after the havoc caused by people drinking alcoholic beverages. I'll not bore you with statistics about divorces, ruined wives, abuses, twisted minds, deaths, accidents, hatreds, immoralities, on and on it goes, things that flow from the consumption of alcoholic beverages. These statistics change from year to year, of course, and usually they change for the worse. And the story is always the same, namely, that there are few sources of human misery that surpass the misery caused by the drinking of strong drink. Now one can tally the gallons consumed, but can he know the gallons of tears that are shed because of it? Can he know how many hours of black despair there are that are suffering by people because people drink alcoholic beverages? Can that describe to you the hungry and the ill-clothed children that cry in the night out of fear and out of neglect? The pain, the misery, the lack of love because of people who drink the alcoholic beverage. How many hours of suffering can be recorded on the cold statistical charts that report the ravages of strong drink? Now, if you be one who considers drinking, even socially, to be acceptable, or that there is anything decent or honorable about it, then let me invite you to where I have been and where I have visited. I went and saw for myself the conditions that are caused by the drinking of alcoholic beverages. Let me invite you to go to the mental hospitals loaded with alcoholics, everyone a patient because they started to take their drink and their downfall by alcoholic beverages. Talk with those who are now behind bars because of the crimes they committed while under the influence of the alcoholic beverage that they drank. Read the letters and learn what a so-called blessing to mankind it is for men to drink alcoholic beverages, and go visit the taverns and see the youth that are there being depraved. Try to comfort that family, the family of a husband or a father, upon whom they lean for support but have no support because he can't even hold a job because he is a consumer of the alcoholic beverage. Observe the occupants on Skid Row, if you will, where so many have drifted, wasting their abilities, wasting their talents, sinking every day lower and lower into their graves because they thought the drinking of alcoholic beverages was not going to be so bad. And then you might also rush to the hospital in the dead of winter's night and view the mangled and bleeding bodies that are brought in, bodies of even innocent people whose injuries have been inflicted by those who think it's all right to drink alcoholic beverages. After doing a few of these things, if you see that you can lift your glass and your voice in praise of this beverage, then there's something evil about your mind. If you can still think well of it, then you can be sure that your own heart is very sordid and full of contempt and a disregard for your fellow man and a disregard for the ways of God. You have no words that are capable of describing your inadequacy if you think the drinking of alcoholic beverages ought to be acceptable. Now, friend, let me ask you, the next time you might see a chart denoting the tragic results of drinking alcoholic beverages, do not consider it simply a record of so many numbers and events. Think of it as it is, with each number representing a person, a soul, a body, a life. Rather than a simple statistic, think of the flop houses and the gutters where many drunkards seek their shelter. Consider the unmarried mothers who lost their virtue and sold their souls because of the drinking of alcoholic beverages. Remember the winos and the bums and the bread and soup lines who are now so deranged mentally and physically that they cannot even provide for themselves. And don't forget the ragged, the cold, the dirty, the uncared for children in the dark and damp, musty hovels they call homes, lacking food, suffering abuse, because of those who are supposed to care for them. But those who are supposed to care for them are the consumers of the alcoholic beverage. And as you view these statistics, and your mind's eye sees the indecency wrought by the social cancer, then see if you can smile at the next comic portrayal of a drunk. See if the next truck taking alcoholic beverages is just another delivery truck, rather than a truck that's carrying the devil's brew and the destruction of human beings. See if you think the corner liquor store is just another market. See if the attractive ads over television are really that attractive. See if they're telling you the truth. Oh, I contend before you, friend, those ads are telling lies about the drinking of alcoholic beverages, not the truth. There's no greater fraud or lie being put before the public than the message of the beer and liquor people of our nation. Now, such people that would condone this have no conscience. They would do most anything for material gain. Oh, they may be prominent, they may be popular, they may have political power, but they're the devil's scum because of what they're producing. You may condemn prohibition if you wish, and you have a right to do that, of course, but you do so ignorantly, not realizing that the cost in human misery since the repeal of the prohibition has caused this nation such havoc. Crime was less when liquor was restricted. All the hardships imposed by alcoholic beverages were less. Legalizing the beverage of strong drink has the approval only of those who either do not care about mankind, have no regard for the will of God, they seek a personal political power, or maybe their own financial gain. And those who endorse it in any fashion do not realize that they are really servants of Satan, and they shall never shake that distinction until they repent and reform. Someone must fight this blight, but who will it be? Will it be our civil leaders? Oh, indeed not. Someone has said that our government in Washington is run by three parties, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, and the Cocktail Party. No, so many civil leaders are under the influence of the alcoholic beverage even as they go about to negotiate the laws that control our lives. Advertisers are not going to fight it, because they love the money that the vile industry pays them. And the same goes for those who produce it and distribute it. Well, religious leaders should fight it. Oh, we wish that were true. But there are so many clergymen, so many churches that condone the consumption of the alcoholic beverage. You can't look to those kind of people. They have no regard for the Word of God. And the clergyman is not going to oppose it because too many of his parishioners drink it and they pay his salary. No, the fight against alcoholic beverages is left to the New Testament Christian to fight. Now, by this, I mean that the socializing, half-hearted, two-faced, hypocritical church member is not going to fight it, because they will drink it also. And there are a lot of people who go to church on Sunday, but they have the alcoholic beverage in their refrigerator, and their children learn that it's acceptable. Only people who love God and love mankind, those who respect the values of morality, those who hold in reverence the thus saith the Lord, only they will and can wage a warfare against the consumption of the alcoholic beverage. Well, what can be done? Well, in our next lesson, we're going to suggest some things that can be done as we war against this tool of the devil for the destruction of the human family. We hope that you will consider seriously these things, and that you will listen attentively and weigh them fairly, and you will resolve, the Lord's will be done in my life. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.